The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Did you happen to watch that debate I was just speaking about with Minister Cook there last night, described by CNN, who is seen as one of the more mediocre of outlets, as a shit show? This is simply too bizarre to talk about, so I have some audio to play you. Here's another snippet.
A lot of people died, and a lot more are going to die unless he gets a lot smarter, a lot quicker.
So, Mr. President?
Did you use the word smart? So you said you went to Delaware State, but you forgot the name of your college. You didn't go to Delaware State. You graduated either the lowest or almost the lowest in your class. Don't ever use the word smart with me. Don't ever use that word.
Oh, give me a break.
Because you know what? There's nothing smart about you, Joe.
Jeepers creepers. Joining me now from Monash University is U.S. political expert Meghna Srinivas. Meghna, what did you make of the debate?
The debate was chaotic at best. Both candidates had expectations that they were meant to live up to.
Yeah.
Joe Biden was supposed to remain calm in the face of Trump's attacks.
Mm-hmm.
He was meant to stay on message, to stick to his points, but I think at times he fell into Trump's trap.
Yeah.
And Trump, on the other hand, while we expected a lot of that from him, the personal attacks, the aggressive nature, the combative presence that he had, I think even for him, he underperformed expectations.
Do you think that, I guess that word underperform, do you think a lot of people were quite surprised with just how lackluster the entire production was?
I think people expected that, it being a presidential debate, it would have some level of formality or respect between the candidates, or at least respect for the moderator.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that it descended into so much chaos between Trump and Biden, Trump and the moderator, the whole event just turned out to be chaotic.
Yeah. Look, the rest of the world, I think, is just sort of walking around going, what did we just see? You've probably been analysing all of the reaction since this aired over in the US a couple of hours ago. What do you think the rest of the world is thinking and feeling about America right now?
I think the rest of the world has come to expect this from Trump, but I think they expected Biden to offset Trump's aggressive, combative nature. They expected him to kind of stick to the points, to appeal to the voters, to bring a calm presence to the debate. But Trump taking over so much and just launching so many personal attacks on Joe Biden, which at times he wasn't able to react to, it just gave the feeling of just not a presidential event. It looked like more of a primary debate where the candidates are always at each other.
Yeah. With, the amount of, I mean, I know that the debate was being fact-checked and things like that, but why is there so, why does America have such an issue with truth and these untruths that Trump just spurts out, and potentially Biden as well? Who calls it out?
It's been 4 years where truth has been such a disputed concept, and really it started with Trump in 2016. The word fake news has become such a big part of society now that even when he is telling the truth, even when anyone is telling the truth, just saying the word fake news, it can completely dilute the truth. So even though people spend so much time fact-checking claims, trying to fact-check Trump at every point, it doesn't matter, at least to his supporters. They think that he's right and the fake news media is the fake news media.
Yeah.
So for them, it just doesn't matter. For the rest of America, for the people who care about the truth, they are already anti-Trump. Or if they're independents, they tend to steer away from Trump after displays like this.
Yeah. Interestingly, so do you think that there's any point in having another debate?
It's always good to have debates. It's a democratic process. So for the candidates to face each other, it's always a good thing, technically. But in this election, people are already voting. They've been voting before this debate. They're voting now in mail-in ballots, in person. It's already happening. So how much effect it actually has on the election, we won't know till November. But having a debate is always a good thing.
Trump says he won because, of course, he did. Who do you think won last night's debate?
I don't think we can say either candidate won the debate. It's if winning means appealing to undecided voters, neither one did that. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden was so caught up in trying to respond to Trump that he lost his message at crucial points. And Trump alienated people who would have tried to vote for him by attacking Biden, attacking Biden's family, and refusing to accept the results of the election, making fun of COVID-19 through masks. Mm. So he alienated people who would have tried to vote for him. So if that's what we call winning, I don't think either candidate won. But I think the measurement is who lost the debate. Which that would be Trump, because as much as we expect him to be that combative, that aggressive, I don't think anyone expected him to not have respect for the moderator as well, or for the whole debate process.
Yeah. Interestingly, do you think that, and I've been speaking to a number of people in the US to talk about, I guess, what people think about what is presidential. Do you think that this debate, and also Trump's 4 years in the White House, could completely change what it means to be the US president moving forward? Or is this just a blip on the Republic's radar?
A lot of what counts as presidential is within the president, within the leader. So it's their personality. It's how they approach the presidency. So Trump didn't change his personality or his style after he won the election. He just took what he had in the campaign straight into his 4 years in office. He was hostile with people he already didn't like. He didn't have concern for the policy, for other political actors. So in that sense, being presidential is down to the president. Whether future candidates, future presidents have the same problem, they need to approach the word presidential through their personality. So if they already care about the presidential nature of American politics, then it will be good for them. Yeah. But if, like Trump, they don't care about processes, then the word presidential could mean nothing soon.
Wow, it's going to be really fascinating to watch come November. Monash University's US political expert and this year's United States Fellow for Young Australians, Meghna Srinivas. Thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you.